It's championship week here on the podcast. We are looking at the four teams left in the NFL playoffs. We're learning something from each one. We are, it pains me to do it today, but we're looking at the Cincinnati Bengals today. They took down the Buffalo Bills this weekend. I've got a connection to the Bills, and it was painful to watch them dominate that game. Pretty incredible. Welcome to the show today. Whether you're a football fan or not, you're gonna really benefit from what we're gonna talk about today. And not just you're gonna benefit, but the people that you are trying to help, they're gonna really benefit today as we think about what the Bengals are thinking about, at least one of the Bengals, and I'll tell you about that in just a second. We hit the last couple days, we looked at the Kansas City Chiefs. They're having fun. I ask you, are you having fun? We made some adjustments. I hope you've been doing that the last couple days. And then we looked at the Eagles, who Jalen Hurts, he's not listening to what everybody else is saying. He's just kind of being who he is. And I reminded us all that we need to be ourselves. We don't need to worry about what everybody else is doing or thinking. You need to be you. And today, you need to be you, yes, but you need to think about who you're doing that for. And so let's talk about that here as we think about the Bengals. I saw a little interview before the game, actually, on Sunday. It was with their coach, Zach Taylor, who this was pretty interesting to me. He started a new tradition the last couple of years. This has to be a new tradition, because before the last couple of years, it had been decades since they had really been doing much winning when it comes to the playoffs. But these last couple of years, their coach has done something interesting. At the end of every game that they've won, these playoff games, if you know much football, they did go to the Super Bowl last year, won some playoff games, got all the way to the Super Bowl where they lost to the Rams. But this year, now they've won a couple more, and he's done this every single time. He's taken one of the game balls, and he's taken it to a local business and shared it with the fans. And on this documentary, they asked him why he was doing that, and he said something I thought was really interesting. We talk here all the time about thinking and dreaming and having vision for what you're trying to do. And Zach Taylor said that on the way home from practice, a lot of days he will literally daydream and visualize what the fans must be thinking about what they're trying to do. He puts his fan hat on and basically puts his mind in a place of what are the fans thinking. I love that he's daydreaming and visualizing about the fans as they prepare their team each week. And so I want to give you some things today to think about. Just a couple questions here I think are important. The first question is, it's sort of our foundational question. It's, what are you trying to do? We know that. We say that all the time. We talk about that. What are you trying to accomplish? It's a big question. But the questions today, let's focus a little bit on our fans today. Let's focus a little bit on our listeners here. In our case, if you've got feedback on any of these questions I'm going to ask, please feel free to shoot those back to me. I'd love to hear from you. You can leave comments and anything you can do. Reach out to us at randygravitt.com. You're welcome to do that. Love to hear from you. But as you begin to think about your business, your product, your services, your team, even if you're a professional team or a college team, not only what are you trying to do, but who's it for? Who's it for? That's what Zach Taylor's thinking about. He's thinking about who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? And why does it matter? And for this community, in their case, I mean, I literally think about how irrelevant football has been in the city of Cincinnati for the last maybe 50 years. They did make a Super Bowl or two back in the 80s. But, it's been a long time since they've been relevant. And yet here they are going to the championship game this week. They'll play against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to be having fun. I'm sure Zach Taylor is going to be thinking about a game ball that he could give to the fans if they can pull this off and make it to another Super Bowl. But as you think about your stuff, who is it for? What are you doing stuff for? Are you trying to impress people? Or are you really trying to serve people? I think that's a very good question. Who's it for? And you might even push a little further. And how would you do this? I would encourage you to start talking to some of your people that you're creating stuff for, the people you're playing for, the people you're serving, your customers. Again, however you want to think about it, connect your own dots. But who's it for? Once you get that in mind, I encourage you this week to go meet with some of those people. And you could do some surveys, you could do some sit down conversations. Maybe if you have access to those people who are using your products, you can go on to you can let people put their reviews online and you can read those. And And you will learn something there. You obviously ought to pay attention to that. But I think there's nothing better than sitting face-to-face with somebody and asking them questions. Like, here's a question you could use. What's the favorite thing? What's your favorite thing about what we do? What's your favorite thing about this product? What's your favorite thing about this service? What's this favorite thing? Whatever your thing is, go talk to somebody who is using what you're doing and ask them. Maybe get a little control group and one, or maybe just one at a time. It would be better, but you'll start learning something if you'll ask people what's your favorite thing about what we do. Here's another question I would encourage you to ask whoever you're talking to: what is it that frustrates you about what we do? What is it that's causing you frustration? Where are the barriers between, you know, what you want this to be like and what it is? Is there a barrier? Is there something that's frustrating you? Here's another thing you could ask is, what's one thing you wish we did differently? What's one thing you wish we did differently? Great question to sit down with somebody and say, hey, here's what we do. You're using it. You're a heavy user. We do this all the time with people who are using our content and all kind of stuff. We'll have conversations with them and ask them, what's missing? We've got a course we just created called how to create a development plan for your employees. That came from an idea with one of the people who's using our content already. And so, what's one thing you wish we did differently? I love that question. You're going to learn a lot if you start asking. Ask the person you're talking to or the people you're talking to, what's missing? Not just what do you wish we did differently, but what's missing? What do you wish we would create? What do you wish we would do that might add value to you and help you? If you'll start with your customer, you'll start with your fans, and you'll begin to create your products, services, performances. Everything that you do will be designed to help somebody else. To remember our choose to believe I can make the world better today. Well, this is one of the ways you make the world better is you think about not just what you're trying to do, but who's it for. Ask those questions. What's your favorite thing about what we do? What frustrates you about what we do? What do you wish we did differently? What's missing? If you'll lock in on those things, your performance might go up. And when it does, remember, take the game ball to your fans. They're the ones who helped you get better. They're the ones who stick with you through thick and thin. They're the ones really who I don't think you'd be in business if it weren't for the people that you were trying to serve. Or at least if you're going to have a high performance business, you're going to have to focus on your audience. I think it's so important. All right. I hope you'll benefit from that. I hope you'll go have some conversations this week with the people you're trying to serve. And I hope you'll as you watch those games this weekend, we got the Bengals and the Chiefs going on. Maybe look for some of those things we talked about, and maybe we'll even learn something from we watch those games. We're going to talk to you tomorrow about the San Francisco 49ers. It's my the phrase I'm going to share with you tomorrow is my favorite one of the week so far. It's going to summarize all that we've said. They're going to play the Eagles this weekend. We'll see if they can continue to win. But we're going to try to help you win as we continue to make this content this week. We're chasing greatness. It's championship week. We're thinking like champions. We're going to learn tomorrow. That's a really, really big idea. Share it with somebody today. Come back tomorrow. We'll give you more content. Try to help you as you continue to chase greatness. Love you guys.